with 52 ladies left vying for one of the 35 spots on the 2013 cheerleader roster, there will be joy and some sorrow next week when the team is announced. For some, not making the team is an end to a dancing career and dream. But for others, it is just more motivation to come back better next year.
If they're not in that top 35, we stress a lot. And the reason why we do is because I'm an absolute firm believer everything happens for a reason. So they're going to find out what that reason is someday, at some point, whether it's all of a sudden they're going to get a job offer this year that's going to take them someplace else, and they're going to be like, oh, I wouldn't have even been able to be on the team. Or it's going to fuel them to go train harder, train bigger, and come back better next year. So when they do make it, they're actually going to be a better team member, and they're going to be able to succeed more as a team member than just hanging on and barely making the team. So we try to really communicate to them. We've seen it multiple times, so we know it's true. Everything happens for a reason. So if they don't make it, maybe not this year, but maybe next year.
Some of the candidates in camp have come so close to making the team before and have used that near miss to fuel their desire to improve over the offseason and be ready for the next year's auditions. That is the case with Starla, who advanced past open auditions and is in camp, hoping to land a spot on the roster for the first time. This is her fifth time trying out for the team, and she is hoping this time around will be her lucky time.
It says a lot about her of how dedicated and passionate and really determined she is. I would say she's a huge role model to me. She's so dedicated at everything she does.
When she isn't working on her dance skills, you can find Starla working on another passion of hers.
I always knew kind of I wanted to be a hairstylist, and I really feel like it just comes down to like feeling good about yourself, and I really like to help others, and I really like to make people feel good. There's nothing better than having someone leave with a smile on their face, and they're just so happy. It's like you almost change their life. But really, it's just so simple. You just give them a haircut or a little makeover, and it changes their life. And it's so rewarding just to know that you changed how someone's feeling about themselves. You know, someone had like a bad day, they just want to come in and get maybe their hair styled. And that's just such a good pick-me-up, and it's just a really good feeling. And I think that's pretty much the reason why I really wanted to be hairstylist. Plus, the creative side is really fun too.
Her ability to make others feel good about themselves has helped Starla excel as a stylist, and she has that same positive mindset with her dancing career and her chances of making the MVC. No matter what happens next week, the Golden Valley native is satisfied, knowing she gave it everything she had in her quest to accomplish a dream.
I just want to know that I walk away doing the best job I could possibly do. And whatever the end result is, I'm going to be so happy with myself because I'm the best version of myself, and all I can do is show the judges that and show the crowd that, and I just really hope that that's enough and that's what it takes to make the team. And just no regrets, because you never want to walk away thinking you could have done better where that was your opportunity to do your best. So not having it get all in your head, not overthinking it, not letting nerves get in the way. I really feel, those are the things that are really going to block you. So if you just don't overthink it, for me personally, if I don't overthink it, I think that that's when I really shine and I can do my best.
So those two nights tally up the scores that are going to decide their fate for the next year.
Coming up, get ready for the pressure of next week's final audition and what is at stake for the 52 MVC hopefuls. That's next on the making of the Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders.